Hi, I'm Kim.
And I'm Danae. Welcome to Mysterious Mavens Podcast.
We are a true crime podcast, but we also take our self-care very seriously. That being said, what did you do for self-care this week?
So, this week, well, actually, we were on vacation, so...
Oh, what a nightmare.
So hard. We went to Mazatlan.
Oh, no.
And... my self-care for that whole trip was we had this amazing top deck area that had, like, four kind of pool chairs and stuff.
And I know, you sent me a picture, and I was like,
you could see the ocean.
Shut up, Danae. Shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
It was beautiful. And so I would just, like, every morning go up there and, like.
For the record, you sent it to me on my birthday, which was kind of a bitch move. Let's be real.
Well, that's why we were there, because we were celebrating Joshua's birthday, who was also your birthday.
Oh, me and him were wasted, and we were like, I went and got Keith, and Kev's like, we have the same birthday, and Keith just looked at us and was like, yep, and I'm like, why are you not freaking out about this?
Yeah, so I basically just, like, would go up on, like, the top deck and get some sun. Enjoy.
It was beautiful.
The birds chirping like an old person. And
Danae sent me a video, and I was like, oh my god, this is beautiful.
It was beautiful. Yeah, it was really
beautiful. I took the day off, so I was like laying in bed watching it, like, this is also nice.
I was in Mexico. There was a taco stand, like, right across the street from us. Oh,
what kind of tacos? Was it fish or, like, chicken, pork, all
whatever you want.
God, why are you telling me this
and I wasn't there? You can have whatever you like.
Keith's dancing. He's here.
But yeah, so it was just that tiny, tiny portion of my trip was, like, amazing. And the entire trip was
I'm soul so affirming. Jealous. I was in Denver.
What did you do?
Well, I got older.
Okay. I aged.
Okay. So I've been, like, planning this for a while. So Danae and I haven't seen each other for 2 weeks, which is really weird. So I was like, oh my god, I missed you when I saw you.
Yeah, I missed you a lot.
So we had a party at our apartment. It was kind of, like, a little bit, I'll get into it next week. But we were kind of having, like, a last blast at the apartment, and it was really fun. We had such a fun group, and everyone was, like, friends.
Wait, the
with
Halloween
everyone.
Party? Or
yeah, the Halloween,
party?
The birthday party. Okay.
I was like, wait, I wasn't invited to the last blast at the
Can you imagine if I was like, oh, yikes.
So, like, you... we had a really fun party without you.
We made sure you were in Mexico. No, it was, like, the night before you guys left. Party. It was so
we
much fun.
We all had really good costumes.
Oh, my God. Guys.
Everyone
Danae's costume
good.
Was incredible. You, like, your people talked about it. So I had to go grab my friend David, and as I'm walking out of the apartment, because, like, Danae knew where we live, so she just walked up, and I'm just like, oh my fucking god, we're gonna talk about this when I get back. And I, like, went and found David, because people were, like, being delivered to, like, the other corner of the apartment, which was so super weird. But, yeah, it was so much fun, and I have more beer and wine than I know what to do with, which I guess is,
it
like...
it was a good birthday celebration.
Well, everyone was so kind and was like, what do you need me to bring? Which I don't ever expect that when people come to the house, but, like, everyone brought beer and wine, and it was so nice.
And snacks.
Yeah.
A lot of snacks.
Oh, my God. Is that not, like, the greatest idea?
Yeah, it was the best.
We did, like, a charcuterie party, because charcuter Keith, you know... a little bit because I wanted to, and a little bit because I was like, oh, we can use, like, the boards and stuff. So we had these dips, and shout out to Keith. You were so super helpful when we were, like, putting stuff together. It was so much fun. I had so, like, honestly, like, that was one of the best parties I've had.
That was a good birthday.
It was such a good one, because, like, all my favorite people. And the
Cards Against Humanity game was, like, so epic and hilarious. Like, we all were, like, dying.
Oh, my God. It was so funny. Also, Sober Me was, like, so Keith and I dressed as camp counselors at Crystal Lake, and we dressed Aspen as Jason Ruger, and we had Freddy Ruger, so we had Aspen was Jason. It was so cute. She was so mad about the mask, though. It's so cute, but I was like, I'm gonna find a reason to blow my whistle, and I fucking did, and it was honestly a good thing I had it that.
Made sense.
I was so drunk.
You were like...
I mean, I was so sober.
Everyone, shut up.
Everyone, shut up. We're playing Cards Against Humanity. And then I felt bad because I was like, though, do people want to go to Grist? And then at the table, I was like, does anyone want to go to Grist? And everyone's like, no, let's save money.
And we had so much food and so much beer and so much, like, literally anything anyone could ask for at your house. Yeah. That it was like, why would we go elsewhere to pay for
it? But you know how people are. And I mean, like, everyone's in their, sorry, Keith and Marcus and
30s.
People in their 20s. Sorry, guys.
Potentially their 40s.
But, like, we had 30s and 40s, and I think everyone was just stoked to be there. It was so much fun. Sorry, I'm just, like, so happy. Like, it just made my heart so full. And there's a lot of photos, and we should probably share that on the page. I don't know if we did. I think we shared the picture of you and me dresses, like...
Yeah, we shared our Halloween costumes.
Yeah, we'll share some pictures, and everyone had fun. So, it was a great time. So, that's what I did for self-care, is got older and celebrated with, like...
people that love you.
The best people. Yeah, it was such a fun time.
Yeah.
All right. Sorry, guys. We are just gushing about how much fun Halloween was, because, god damn it. It goes by so quick.
It's so quick.
It's so quick.
But it's also, like, the best holiday.
It's my favorite.
To be honest.
I mean, okay. Birthday and Halloween. It's combined. Just, yeah.
It's the best. Okay, tell me the things.
All right. So... I think on episode 1, which is now 19 weeks ago.
Holy shit.
19 weeks
ago. We're at 501
listens. That's insane. And also, okay, so 19 weeks ago, I think I said my favorite section of true crime is cults. I
love a good cult.
And...
is this a sex cult?
It's... no, but yes. It gets there. It's not always a sex cult. It's not like Nexium. It's not
always like, and the thing about it is that, like, you have to sleep with me.
I don't like blue balls. Because God told me.
I don't make the rules.
Wait, did you research this before I told you about that?
God told me.
It's a small fraction of it. It's not as much, like, as all the other cults. But, I mean, obviously, blue balls is against God's free will.
Things.
Anyways, so December 1989, a great fucking year, a man named Keith Johnson had called...
why are they always named Keith?
I know, right?
Why are they always named Keith?
I was gonna let you say it. But he's a minor character.
Oh, okay.
So a man named Keith Johnson called the police because a murder had happened 9 months ago in April.
Okay.
Five bodies were in a barn in Kirtland, Ohio.
Uh-oh.
And it was the Avery family.
Oh.
Dennis, Cheryl, and their three daughters.
How old were the babies?
15 to 6.
That's... well, they're still children.
So young.
Oh, my God.
So young.
In a barn?
In a barn. They were found.
Was it a burned-down barn?
No. It was just...
it was just fucking sitting there?
Yep.
With bodies.
Listen.
Fucking Keith.
Colts can do... no, Keith is fine.
Oh, Keith is just...
this is a Keith we like. Keith sitting here is like doing like rock on.
Keith is good.
This Keith is fine. I did not do this purposefully, for the record.
Okay.
So he was also looking for his wife. So he called the police and...
wait, Keith was?
Yeah. I'm just letting you know, this story is a shit bonkers show. Okay. Oh, there's a lot of weird shit. So he's just that, like,
hey guys, there's a family in a barn.
Yeah.
Also, I'm looking for my wife.
And I tried to find more information. They're like, he's looking for his wife, he has family. I'm like, okay.
So he's just...
so I can't be like, did he find his wife? Yeah. So he was just telling them. So the police walked around and found soft earth where it was like disturbed, you know, sure, obviously. Sure.
Buried things?
Yeah. Shit had been buried. And they found a family and they were very decomposed because, I mean, shit happens in 9 months. You can have a baby.
Oh, they're buried, like, in the barn.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought they were just, like, laying there, and I was like...
No. They were duct taped when they were found, and they immediately knew who had done this.
Who?
Oh, my sweet baby child. You just wait.
Well, we only know one person, so is it Keith?
No. Okay. Maybe. I don't know who's to say. So Jeff Lundgren was born May 3rd.
Oh, fucking Jeff Lundgren, obviously.
And he was the older brother, and they had two children. He was born into a super religious RDLS, which is basically the Latter-day Saints, but like a more...
It's R.
The R is...
The really Latter-day Saints.
We're going to go with that right now.
That's not what it is.
But the RDLS, so they're basically like Mormons, but like Mormons on it, it stands for something. And they, I don't know. Anyway, so his grandfather was a pastor for the church. So obviously it's crazy.
He loves the really Latter-day Saints.
Yeah, and they had a lot of money, and his dad was a foreman of a construction company. So his dad's yearly income was $25,000 a year.
What?
And the average income was, this is in the 1950s.
Oh, right. Okay, sorry.
So in the average...
I was like, how are you living? I know,
how do you even survive? And the average income was $7,000 a year.
Mm.
And Jeff...
$7,000 a year?
Yeah. In the 1950s, though. Okay. Think about it. People could own, like, a bookstore or, like, work at a bookstore part-time and, like, have a family and own a home.
It's fine. We're not bitter about it.
We're not. We're not even kind of mad. Fucking assholes. So, Jeff was a jerk, and he was not well-liked because he was very arrogant, very full of himself in high school.
Sure.
And he just... I mean, we all know that person who was just
Did
really
he peak
full of,
in high school?
No, he just was very full of himself. He had money. He came from money. So he was very full of himself and just was not well liked. And but he had a knack for memorization. Like, okay, cool. Like, I don't
so
but
he's
they,
good
they,
at tests.
Yeah, people were like, so it was pretty incredible. Also, before we continue, I do want to say my sources really quickly.
Yeah.
I usually start, but I use This Is Monsters, which was incredible, and the guy had some one-liners that I'm including here because they are hilarious. And then True Crime Garage was another really good source to use. So he memorized a lot of Bible verses and like the Book of Mormon because he came from, you know, the LDS.
So he's just like spitting shit out at people, essentially.
Exactly. And it was just kind of like he had a talent for memorizing things and, you know, cool, I guess. But to me, I'm just like, why is that so impressive? But okay.
I think it's impressive for like test taking.
Sure. Because you can do all that.
Yeah.
I mean, why use it for test taking when you can use it for Bible verses?
You can use it for cults.
So he went to the college at Central Missouri and he met Alice Keeler. And she was a senior in high school at the time. He was a freshman in college. So it wasn't like it was totally. Yeah. But they met at the college library and she ended up going to the university.
That's kind of romantic. They like both reach for a book and their hands touch and they're like.
I wish it was so cute. But I got to be honest with you. Alice Keeler is a cringe and a half.
Oh.
I have it in all caps why she's cringy. It's
okay.
Fine. So she would go to, like, church events, too, because she was also came from the same religion. So she would go to church events.
Sure.
And he met her at the university the following year, and he asked her out. And she was born January 21st, 1951. So they weren't
Capricorn?
Even, like, a full Capricorn.
Is that a Capricorn?
It's either a Capricorn or an Aquarius. I'm pretty sure it's Capricorn. My sister's a Capricorn. I love her to death.
Love a Capricorn.
Yeah. They're very domineering, and they... Like, if you're like, where do you want to go to dinner? They know.
But also, like, nurturing at the
yeah,
same way.
Yeah, yeah. Like, that's 1,001% my sister. We're also 9 years apart, so I think she, like, she didn't have a choice. She had to be nurturing.
She's, like, second mom to you.
Oh, for sure. For sure. Anyways, so he asked her out, and she was not even a full year younger than him. So it wasn't, like, that scary thing where they're, like, 20 years younger.
Yeah, it's, like, gross.
And she was the oldest of four, and her parents were also super religious, and but they didn't have money. So he came from money, and she did not. Because there's four kids, and her dad was essentially on disability. So, you know, they were kind of scraping by, and they had more kids. So makes sense. So Jeff... liked her a lot. And he was creepy. He was creepy as hell.
Like, in what way?
She didn't think it was creepy. So he would be at her dorm room in the morning to walk her to class. And he would walk her from class to class.
I mean...
He would be outside her class. Well, here's where...
But he's not... He's... So she's a senior at this point, and he's a...
No, she... This was when she was a freshman, and he was now a sophomore.
Okay, gotcha.
So he would meet at her dorm room, and he would walk her from class to class. He would meet outside the classroom. Before you think it's cute, just wait.
Okay, but this is also, like, the 50s, so, like, that's, like... practically like having sex.
And he would outside watch her in her classroom outside the window.
He wa sir.
Yeah, I was like, before you think it's all sweet and cute. Sir, girl, listen.
Why are you he's just standing out there?
Yeah, he'd watch her in the window while in class. Notes. Yeah.
What is there to watch?
And then he'd walk her to the cafeteria, he'd walk her to the dorm room controlling. The end of the day.
And fucking weird. She's just like trying not to make eye contact with him in the window, like, oh my god, he's still here.
Oh my god, he's still watching here. Me. I'm
sorry,
so
guys, this
cringy.
Is so embarrassing. His hands are sorry, like my dad. On the outside of his eyes, like peering in, like, where
would
are you
that
going?
Not, would
I'm
that not
learning.
Creep you out?
I'm learning. I'm gonna need you to step back and let me learn.
Yeah. So,
what? Okay. No.
Okay. So keep this in your mind that he's like essentially almost stalking her, but she's like into it because they're dating. So keep that.
She's into it
because
she's fucking 18. She's like, oh my god, he's so cute.
Get ready, it's getting weirder.
Oh my god.
So he'd walk her to her dorm and he'd tell her get straight to bed, and then he'd tell her what she was gonna wear the next day.
What?
Yeah. And then a week later.
So is he accessorizing too, though? Is he good at it?
It doesn't say. Who's to say? So they got engaged a week after dating. Well, he asked her to marry him. He asked her to marry him.
So this has all happened in a span of a week. Uh-huh. He's like, okay, you're kind of cute. Let's hang out. I'm going to walk you to class. But I'm going to watch you in class. Let's get married. Let me pick your outfits. What the fuck?
Can I smell your hair?
I love you so much.
So, anyways, so at the age of 18, people were able to get married, but at the age of 21, a man had to get his parents' permission to marry her, and
what state is this again?
This is in, well, they're going to school in Missouri, but...
Why does the man have to get permission? I feel like that would
I don't
like the
really
woman.
Know, and I thought that was kind of weird.
Huh, that's interesting.
So, okay. They said, he's like, my parents wouldn't approve it, and they were like, they
his
were kind of wishy-washy
won't?
About it. Yeah, his parents...
His parents are like... Sorry, he's a weirdo.
They don't give a reason, but I think it's because of the income difference. Because think about it. She comes from... And that's what I think, and I'm just presumptuous. Okay. I don't know the real reasons, but...
But that kind of makes sense, though.
But that's where I...
They're like, you can't marry a poor woman.
And they were like, well, regardless,
also,
I'm not going to talk to my parents. We're going to get married,
in the 50s,
so we should have sex.
She's just going to, like, probably be a housewife anyway, so, like, what does it matter?
Yeah, we're going to get our MRS degree. I hate that I just
her
said
MRS
that.
Degree.
I hate myself for saying that. Anyways, so they started having sex because they knew that they were getting married, and like
well, yeah,
that was the time.
You're fucking like young adults. You're allowed to have sex. You shouldn't have to be married for that. That's just my opinion.
Well, this was also like think about it, like the late 60s.
Like, get some fucking experience before you like marry someone, you know?
So
and like see if their dick is trash.
I mean.
That's my advice.
Try before you buy it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, 100%.
But no shock to everyone in the world, but to Alice this was a shock. Jeff wasn't going to class.
Hefe.
Baby girl, he walked you to class and he watched you in the classroom. The fuck do you think
when
he was doing?
When would he have time to go to class? He's watching
and
you
he made
take
a,
class.
Exactly.
That's
and he said he was majoring in Alice.
He's... No, he did not! He did not fucking say that!
Yeah, so he was majoring in Alice.
Ew, sir, you have a problem.
And he filled out. And Alice got Prigernot.
Prigernarnar?
Prigernarnar. And that's when he was able to marry her because the parents were like, well
now she's pregnant. So
she's
like,
pregnant, but they called her a whore behind her back.
Oh my, his
because,
family?
Yes. Because think about it, in the 60s, women were the reason for all things that happened. And it was always the woman who was the unholy
She
one.
Was showing her breasts. Like, yeah, was like, she showing them or she just had them?
She probably had them. You're defending her too much for not knowing what was going on.
Okay.
I'm telling you, she buried her head in the sand. That's okay. All I'm going to say. Okay.
I'm just going to say it's weird that he's watching her during class.
Yeah. I don't.
That makes me uncomfortable.
What reason? Anyways.
Like, the teacher's not just like, guys.
I'm going to close these blinds.
Right?
I'm going to close. There is a man that is stalking just around.
Fucking staring. So weird.
Yeah, okay. Like, I would be out of there. So they got married May 5th, 1970.
For all the right reasons.
For very clear, great reasons. And he knew he was going to be drafted because he was no longer in school. So he enlisted in the Navy to buy himself time. Because you were able to do, like, a waitlisted kind of program.
Okay.
And unfortunately, it didn't last long enough, and his son was born 3 weeks after he left.
Oh, shit. That sucks. 3 weeks? That's so close.
So close. So close. And when he was on the ship, there was enemy fire, and they never hit the ship. Ship. Oh, my God. Words. And Jeff assumed it was because of the Lord was protecting him and him only. And in the
podcast, and him only.
In the podcast, the guy
literally
said,
no one else in the ship, only Jeff.
The podcast I was listening to, because I told you I'm going to tell his one line. So he's like, because fuck those guys, right? And I was dying laughing. And God needed him. God needed him. He was important. And clearly he was a prophet.
Oh, no.
Dun, dun, dun. So
he's
when he got
messages
back,
from God.
Yeah, you hear the word prophet, you mother falcon run.
And that's how you know you're a cult leader.
Yep. And Alice said when he got back, he was financially abusive. She wasn't allowed to know, you know, she wasn't allowed to use money. She wasn't allowed to know how much in the count.
Hold on.
He just...
She's, like, buying groceries and shit.
Listen, you're defending her and you don't need to.
Okay.
Telling you, I was defending her too. And then I was like, oh my, I always take the woman's side. Both of them are awful.
Like, let's be real.
And he was just financially abusive, and then he turned to actually abusive, and it was always her fault, like, if she didn't set him off.
So he would, like, gaslight her.
Yeah,
like,
absolutely.
If you didn't, like, do this, then I wouldn't be
coming
hitting
from
you right
that
now.
Situation, it's never their fault that they can't keep their hands off of you. It's mm-hmm. your fault because you had to bring up that.
Why would you do
they're
that?
They're a fucking alcoholic, and they're disgusting, and they yeah. keep peeing the bed. It's fine. We don't need to get into that. Fuck you, by the way. Anyways, yeah. Yeah.
Sorry.
I hope you listen to this. I fucking hate you. Anyways, and it was the woman's job to serve men.
You know, well, that's like most, I won't say most religions, some religions.
It is a lot of religions out there that it's like the woman's job.
Is like subservient
yeah,
to the man.
To like the man needs.
He's and, the know, head of household.
And I'm really glad it's not as much that way anymore. But things, yeah, things happen, which makes it, okay. Anyways, I'm not going to, like, give it away. Okay. So he re-enrolled in school using the GI Bill, which I think would be a good move.
Well, isn't that why you, like, go to the fucking Navy?
I think a lot of people do, so they have the GI
so
Bill.
Then you
and
can...
they you build skills. So it's not only, yeah. like, that. So I know, like, a lot of people have gone to, like, the Navy or, like, the Marines or the Army because they're,
they
like,
build
I don't
life
know what
skills.
I'm doing. Yeah, they
and
build
then it's,
life
like, at the same like, time, at the end of it, it's like, well, now we're going to pay for your degree.
Yeah, which I totally think is such a fair trade-off because
yeah.
I know a lot of people, like, they built skills, but they also want an education. It's like, you served your country,
now
you deserve
I know how
it.
To make a bed and, like, clean a toilet.
Yeah, and it's Veterans Day today, so. I messaged Scott and said, it's Veterans Day. Happy Veterans Day.
Scott is Kim's friend who is a veteran.
In the
well,
Army.
Well, no, he's like active
he's
duty,
still active
isn't he?
Duty. But it's Veterans Day, so definitely
like,
had to
say thank
acknowledge
you.
That. Yeah, he's my fave. So back in the church, they wanted to let women have bigger jobs and have leadership.
Okay, they're like expanding.
Yeah, it was kind of like the like what they said is like kind of like the liberal part of the church was taking over, which I think is great. Well, it's anyways. Okay, so we'll get to it. So him and Alice got a house, and he was like weirdly secretive. Like he got a P.O. box, and
ew, for what?
Oh, it gets into that. So Alice thought that was really strange. Like, as I think anyone
yeah.
would. like,
why do you need your own P.O. box?
I'll get into it next week, but if, like, we happen to, I don't know, get a house or something, I would think it's really weird if Keith was not getting mail delivered and was like, I'm gonna get a P.O. box and I'm gonna, like, not tell people. For yeah,
what?
Anyways.
Are you getting, like, dildos delivered? Like, what's happening?
Danae, we don't need to talk about that! Okay. Anyways, so... But maybe. So, he was secretive. He turned off the ringer on the phone so, like, people couldn't call. So, people could call.
But so, he, like, had the phone off the hook, like, you
kind
would
of,
do,
but,
like
the ringer was off. No, it wasn't, like, off the hook, but, like, the ringer was off, so Alice wouldn't know if people were calling.
What?
And a bill collector came and to the house because they hadn't been paying the mortgage. And Alice had no idea, she says.
Because she's, you know, the housewife. Yeah. She's in charge of the children. She's
so she took her kids and went to her parents' house because she's like, this is crazy.
She's like, fuck off.
Yeah. And so Jeff shows up to the house in a shiny new car because, you know, he has...
With what money? Sorry.
With what money?
With what money?
My question.
Sir, you haven't been paying the mortgage.
I was listening to this like,
with
what
are
you,
money?
What are you paying this with?
You stupid idiot.
So he shows up to the house with a new shiny car and she didn't care anymore. She was like, oh, thank God.
What?
Stop defending her. That's what I'm saying.
Okay. She, I'm sorry.
No, so that's what I'm saying. Like, this is where you're like, okay. So
she's just like, yay, I love shiny things.
Yeah, I want a shiny new car. I love it. And
she's not thinking the same thought of, well, you didn't even fucking
pay
the
mortgage. And he did it to win her over.
At what point are you paying for a new car?
Well, he didn't pay for the car either. Shocking, I know.
Okay.
And he told her she was too materialistic.
Okay.
And
okay. But he was the one that showed up.
Yeah,
he knew exactly how to win her over.
No, it's always her. And then the eviction notice came. And, of course, and when the eviction notice came, he dropped out of school, and obviously it was Alice's fault. And
God,
at the church, he was turned down for a priesthood, and he thought to himself...
how do you get turned down for that?
I don't...
Do you need to do, like, church school?
I think they didn't like his... Because he did
his
a lot of...
His flashy lifestyle.
I don't... Yeah, I think there was something about his lifestyle.
You're like, you're buying cars.
Because, like,
no
I'm
money.
Saying, this is a shit show, so a lot of it's hard to keep track of, but okay. He sucked. Anyways, so they turned him down for the priesthood, and he's like, I'm gonna preach regardless. Okay, fine.
He's like, the church said no, I'll go
so
to the streets.
He would tell Alice that he had a job at a airport.
Oh, no.
And Alice was like, where's the money? And he's like, oh, problem
it's
with the bank. Problem with the bank. It's totally, coming.
It's just my deposit.
So months passed, and she's like, where is the money? Like, we need money to live. And he's like, it's coming. It's fine. Direct deposit. It's crazy.
Silly woman. Shut up.
And then, because they needed money for rent, and she called the company, and they said he didn't work there.
Sorry.
And she was just like,
what?
What the hell? As anyone would be. And he told her he was sad he didn't have a job. So he'd watch movies and go to restaurants. And she's like, all throughout the night? He's like,
what?
Yes. So he would just work or like work.
What an amount of time wasted.
And money.
Where you could have been.
Movies aren't free.
Restaurants aren't free. You just spent hours and hours literally doing nothing.
And trying to tell your family you were just sad.
Like you were.
And then he sold a bunch of their stuff. He bought a rifle.
Oh, no.
Turned around and sold it for $300, and then he got arrested.
For rifle selling?
Yeah, you, like, arms dealings. Like,
okay.
You have to have a license
for
that.
So he was, like, a super idiot about it.
Yeah, so he got out of jail, and he showed up at the house, and Alice's like, I don't know how he got out of jail or how he...
How is she living? Maybe, like, her parents are helping her?
It gets into that.
Okay.
So... At this point, they had a fund for people, like, in the church, like, when they're going through a hard
time.
Well, which I think is honestly kind of cool that, like, churches have that, that they, like, take care of their members.
No, that's, like, a total thing,
yeah,
right?
Like, so, like, they're, it doesn't get too much into it. It's just kind of, like, because at this point, like, think about it, like, expenses and stuff, it's not just rent you have to pay for. It's,
oh
like, all the other stuff. But in the 1960s and stuff, exactly, it wasn't as big of a deal. So then they ended up having a daughter. And Jeff started working at a hospital repairing equipment.
Wait, how many kids do they have now? Three?
This is three. Yep.
Oh, my God.
And it kind of gets into, like, he was addicted to sex, essentially, and they, you know, they started having sex, and she was just kind of over it, because, like, she never got pleasure from it.
She was like, cool, you just, like, jackhammered me, and now I'm just, like...
Yeah, and he started, like, getting into scat play, and she was like...
What's scat play?
You shit. No! Feces, if you will.
Okay, I was gonna say scat is...
Scat cat.
No, he did not.
So he started getting into that, and she was like, I'm not doing this.
Immediately, no. And keep like, in mind, he wanted her to, like, poop on him?
It doesn't say. It just said, like, something with that.
He enjoys poop.
Yes. It doesn't get too much into it, which, can't. Thank I'm sorry. God.
I
can't.
I really
I'm telling you, and I'm telling all of you listeners, this story is all over the place, because it is so... insane, and it's gonna sound really scattered, and I was listening to this it's scattered, like, all the stories are all over the place because homeboy couldn't keep a job. So I'm just letting you know now, if you feel like I'm telling this horribly,
you're not telling it horribly.
It's not, it's so all over the place. It's so wild. He just loves scat and scatterbrained. So he threatened Alice he was gonna cheat on her.
Because he threatened that?
He threatened that he was going to cheat on her, and he... So he got mad because she wouldn't have sex with him anymore, and then he left for, like, 3 days.
Because he's trying to poop on her.
Like, I mean, who knows what he was doing, but, like, I don't want any part of that. So he told her he was going to cheat, and he said he went to a hotel room with a coworker for 3 days, and he's like...
3 days?
But I didn't cheat on you because that's not the type of person I am.
Sir. So anyways, I'm not gonna cheat on... Hey, I'm gonna cheat on you, but, like, also, I didn't cheat on you when I went to a fucking hotel room with someone for 3 days.
We talked about video games. Babe.
Like, what were you... Immediately, no.
Like, I'm saying, there's no rhyme or reason. So finding...
This guy clearly has some clueless of mental issues where he's... Almost like, yeah. I feel like he's delusional. I feel like he's I don't know. I'm not a fucking doctor.
So there's a quote in the movie Clueless, and it's like, finding love in high school is as pointless as finding meaning in a Pauly Shore film.
100%.
And I feel like it's like figuring out the meaning in the story is as pointless as finding meaning in, like, a Pauly Shore movie, because this is all over the place.
It makes no fucking sense.
It makes no sense. Like, and you're going to leave your wife for 3 days and go sit with a coworker, but you're not cheating on her. Erker.
Like, that's no. Mm-mm.
Oh.
I don't buy it.
But he made her beg for forgiveness.
He made her beg? Wait, when's the part
she
where
felt
you...
so bad about herself that he told her he was gonna cheat on her, and she felt the need that she needed to apologize. Like,
well,
I said earlier,
gaslighting 101.
He made her feel horrible about herself.
But why do we hate her?
Because
okay, you're getting
she lets a lot of stuff go. Okay. And you, empathy is very important here, because I feel bad for her that she felt like she wasn't enough. But I felt like a lot of this, she didn't know he was, like, failing out of school. Like, girl, he didn't go to class. What are you doing? Anyways.
He's watching you.
So I'm thinking she
class.
Buried her head in the sand. And that's where
and
I'm
was
like,
just kind of like, if I don't know about it, like, ignorance is bliss.
Exactly.
Okay.
And so she ended up begging for forgiveness. And they moved into a farmhouse.
That's
and he only paid for 2 months on a year lease. And not only that, he destroyed it. Destroyed
How?
It.
How?
They found, like, they never cleaned. It was just dirty. He, like, the products that the landlord had were sold. Or, like, just destroyed in the barn. And it wasn't his stuff to sell.
Oh, like, he had, like, farm equipment or something?
Yeah,
and, like,
and he used it. And, yeah, and or sold it.
Oh, that's fucked.
Yeah.
Wow,
so
okay.
They had to move back with her parents. And then he
her
was at another
like...
job. And he was almost fired for messing with a coworker, but they let him quit. The same coworker that he said he was just... potentially gonna cheat on her with, but he didn't, because
so
he's
like sexually harassing this person at work.
No, it's consensual, but they let him quit instead of firing him.
But I feel like maybe I'm just, like, filling in the blanks here.
Yep.
But they went to a motel, they, like, had their hanky panky, then he's getting like weird about it
because he's kind of obsessive. Within the office, but he's within the office.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like in the office,
they're hooking up with the office, but it never said it was sexual harassment. It was they caught them together, and they let him quit.
Oh, they let him quit because they caught them together
instead of firing him.
Oh, so she didn't complain about it. It was just like
exactly they were caught. And it was the same coworker that he had supposedly stayed for 3 days with, and nothing happened. Like, and then he had another job, but he was fired because he messed with, he got fired from another job for overusing the company car. And
what?
Yep.
Like he was just driving it too much?
Yep. And
he's like, let's go on a road trip.
And they were still getting paid by the church, like, for their, like, living expenses, everything.
Oh, shit. Hold the down. Church is still paying for them still to paying live.
For them to live.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. So he decides, because at this point they were in Missouri and he wanted to move back to Kirtland. So they got really involved in the church there when they moved back to Kirtland. Because this was the time when it was, like, social media. So, like, your shit, your ghost didn't well, follow
it's like
you.
It's your whole community is, like,
yeah,
your church or your neighborhood.
So they got really involved in the church. They would go to all the events. Yeah. And then he was,
they get well known.
He had elders that wanted him to join the priesthood.
But then he got denied the priesthood?
Nope. This was in Kirtland. Again? This was a different area.
Oh, this is a different one.
So he was actually allowed in the priesthood. And in 1983, he taught a Bible class.
I feel like this is going to go bad.
What? No.
Like, really bad. No. I feel like it's going to go really bad.
And in 1984, they were talking about women becoming equals, you know, being able to hold
And he things. Was like, immediately, no, we're not doing that.
And they found out he was kind of extremist.
He hates like, women.
Not just, like, everything that the priest said. He was like, oh, that's not true. And, so he started talking about how awful sinners were, and he was, like, stealing from the gift shop.
Oh, my God.
They keep going back sin, from, like, right? There's some points where he is teaching the Bible classes, and there's times when they're like, no, and then he's, like, in the gift shop. It is so... all over the place.
So like up and down. Yeah,
it's so all over the place. So to be really honest with you, I don't know when he was preaching the sinners, but he also was like stealing from the gift shop at this point. Like, so
you're no better than the rest of us.
Yes, and this was during the time when there was a fight between fundamentalists and liberals. And essentially, liberals were like, women are equal. Women are able to like be leaders within the church. And the fundamentalists are like, no girls allowed. If just kind of like to give Makes you an sense. Idea.
Sure.
And he had a lot of people that were followers because a lot of people agreed with him and they started to move in with him.
Wait, he was fundamentalist or he was liberal?
He was fundamentalist. He didn't think women, yeah. I mean, he blamed Alice for everything.
Yeah.
So he had his fundamentalist followers were so into what he was saying that they moved in with him.
And then they start believing literally anything he said.
Mm-hmm. And he made people give him their paycheck. And his
cult.
First follower.
That's a cult.
Thank you. His first follower that was like in the Navy kind of sector with him. His name is Kevin. And Kevin agreed. Kevin was like, makes sense. You're right.
He's like, I also hate women. Here's my paycheck.
And there was a family called the Averys. And they were a big fan. They hated the liberal teachings. However, Cheryl was the wife and she wore the pants. And that...
Which is like... Completely opposite of what they're
fucking
preaching.
Makes no sense that she's cool with the fundamentalists because the fundamentalist thought is the women bow down to the men. Yeah. You serve your man.
So this was the family, though, that was found in the barn.
We'll get to that.
Okay.
So the Averys.
I remembered Averys.
Yes. Yeah, so okay. The Averys were a big fan. They hated the liberal teachings. But Cheryl was the one that was in charge of the family. So it doesn't really add
up. It makes no fucking sense.
So they moved in with them because they really followed him. He just had a lot of followers, you know, the people that
He's
were
like
fundamentalists.
He's like, exactly. This is my life plan. People are like, yay, we love that.
Yeah. Gross. And, yeah, so they were like, let's move in. And, you know, he would teach kids that like would go to a preaching. He's like, don't follow the teachings. Like, they're forget everything you learned. And then he moved his family and followers into a farmhouse. And he told people the church was overrun with sinners and wrath.
Relax.
No, Danae, it's overrun.
Like, just can we all just appreciate each other and, like, love each other and not be like, sinners, you're a sinner. And, like,
so the guy that was in charge of the church, his name was Dale Loftman.
Dale?
Dale Loftman.
Oh, Dale.
And his family needed to be sacrificed.
Wait, that doesn't sound very church-like.
Violence and church go hand in hand.
He's making and shit up as he
was like, we're going to do a violent takeover of the church because these people need to go. So
it
he would
needs
make
to be done.
It
Nothing
needs to be
else
done.
Is happening
Sinners.
In Missouri right now. So like,
so he would make his followers watch First Blood and Apocalypse Now to learn.
What?
Rambo First Blood.
Hold on.
And Apocalypse Now
okay,
to prepare for takeover.
So this is like the, what year is this that they're doing
80s.
This? What?
Wait, you haven't watched that to learn like how to be tough? Danae, you're missing out, girlfriend. I gotta tell you.
Like, he was literally like, this is our training video.
Yeah, and he'd be like, I went to war. I was
oh
serious
my
in
God.
Vietnam. He was never part of the battles. Like, calm down. And he would read manuals and burn them so followers would think it was all his idea.
What?
Of, like, how to fight this kind of stuff.
Oh, he's like, guys,
and
I'm
this
really
is
smart.
When. This is when Alice realized he was a con man.
Oh, she just realized this now?
Yeah, just
honey.
Now.
Oh, honey.
Do you see where I'm going with this?
I mean...
And his first follower, Kevin, was like, oh my, this guy is fucking nuts. And
fucking
he fled,
Kevin.
And he hid from him, and people were like, oh my God, you're paranoid. But then he talked about how if he found Kevin, he would kill him.
Don't kill Kevin.
Kevin?
He was your first follower.
Yeah, he was the dumb one first. Anyways, so he went to Buffalo, and he would, like, be really paranoid, but he, like, did it right, because, like, homeboy would have killed him. And then he told the FBI, or he told police about the violent takeover idea, and they didn't believe him.
Wait, why is he telling the police about this?
Because he doesn't want it to happen. He realizes that idea is nuts. That's why he fled, because he's like, we're not going to take over the church. These people don't deserve to die.
Oh, Kevin did.
Yes, Kevin did.
I'm sorry.
Okay, I was like, yes. Yeah. So Kevin called, and then he called the FBI in Kirtland, and they took it very seriously. Which
okay, good
is
for
great.
Them. They're like, we've got
because
nothing else to do.
Because it was 3 days away, and they were like, it's better. They didn't say this. I'm just thinking, like,
okay.
The way they took it, it's better to be wrong.
Sure.
Than
it's better
ignore
to be
it.
Safe than sorry.
Exactly. And they... were watching kind of his compound, and they saw people, like, practicing in tactical gear, and they were like,
what?
Jeff, buddy.
Hey.
Boo-boo. We've heard about these guys in, like, we've heard about these guys
in
tactical
in, like,
gear.
SWAT
do you know, gear, do you know anything about that? He's like, weird. I haven't seen that.
Interesting. I know nothing about that.
That's so weird that you guys.
What?
So he just was like, and you just played dumb.
Oh my God. And
they
were
the police,
like, anyways.
Police were
fine.
Like, it's fine. We're going to stake out the area. So we might as well, you know, we should just stake out the area, make sure nothing's going on. And they staked out for 3 days because they wanted to make sure, you know, it was in 3 days that that was happening. And Jeff kind of found out that they were staking out the area. And he, I was like, guys, we need more time. He's like, God would be mad if he saw what was coming. He's not coming to Kirtland because they had not repented for their sins and they needed to. And he decided he was going to walk around and tell them what their sins were.
He's just going to tell everyone their sins.
He's the one without sin.
He's pointing people out and being like, your sin is this.
You know when you point a finger, you got three pointing back at you? He doesn't. He has three pointing out.
The fuck?
He points with a full
So
hand.
He literally just is, he doesn't even, like, really know these people at this point. Like,
well, they're his followers, so I guess he knows enough about them.
Sorry, that's my birth control alarm.
Don't have children. but he decided then they needed a blood sacrifice for God to
What?
Come.
Why is it escalating to a blood sacrifice at this point?
Okay. Haven't I mentioned this story is nuts. The story's so all what? Over the place.
He's like, you're a sinner, you're a How sinner.
How he succeeded in having a cult is beyond me.
And now we need a blood sacrifice. Like, what?
So they decided after they did the sacrifice, they would need to separate and be in the woods for a while alone just to, like, repent for their sins. And Jeff Who? Can bring them before God after they go into the woods for a while and just, you know, like...
So, like, who themselves. Are they sacrificing? How do they choose? He just randomly is like, my heart's telling me you.
You find out. So, just want to take time because one of the podcasts did this, and I think this is a good time that this is why you question authority. This is why you don't blindly trust people because this 100%. Shit happens. And also, they say, you can't just blindly follow and trust a guy with a wicked mullet.
Wait, did he have a mullet?
He had a mullet.
Oh my God, is it in the pictures?
It's in the pictures.
Oh my God, let me look.
And then he told them 1/3 were made for God, 1/3 had to fight for it, and 1/3 were gonna die. Sir. And then he said, your thoughts are mine now.
No.
And then he just kind of made the decision that Dennis Avery needed to die. And not only did he need to die, his wife and his 3 children needed to die.
She also has a mullet.
It's a wicked mullet.
Oh my God.
It's so bad. It's so bad. It's not cute.
What are they doing? Why would you do that to your hair?
Well, he's trying to control people's thoughts,
too. Who the fuck are all these people?
It's his, like, we'll get into it, but that's his son, too.
Why do they all look the same, but, like, different?
Have you not heard about cults?
It's like
this is your first day on cult.
They all have mullets and like weird glasses and chest hair.
So basically, Jeff told people that they were going to sacrifice the Avery family, but the only people who didn't know about this were the Avery family.
Oh no!
Yeah.
They're like, you're an unwilling sacrifice. He made
the cult members dig the grave, and it took 5 days, and they dug it 3 feet deep.
That's it. It took 5 days to dig 3 feet.
Mm-hmm. The Averys didn't know, so.
You guys.
How they...
What were they doing?
Probably not weightlifting.
They were probably, like, smoking a doobie.
I ripped out carpet the other day.
For 3 feet, and it took all of these people... There's, like, 12 people. What were they doing?
Not weightlifting. I'm telling you.
They weren't digging holes.
It would probably take me 5 days to build the 3-foot deep hole. No, I would put so much
One person, maybe.
Yeah. Anyways, so he... invited the Averys over, and the reason why they told them was so they can decide what they need to bring for the trip to the forest. They didn't have any idea who was being sacrificed, and they sure didn't know it was them.
They were like, for sure not us.
Yeah. And Jeff felt like...
we're going to bring ham sandwiches, turkey sandwiches,
bring some crackers. Bring your pet dog, because he can't be at home. Oh my God. Anyways, so basically, Jeff was kind of like... oh, I can't do this. But he realized he had to kill them.
Wait, wasn't it Jeff's fucking idea?
Yeah, but he had to kill them because the group was going to know he's a fraud because he backed down from the church takeover.
Like, Jeff, I don't like you.
Good.
Can I just...
nobody likes
him. He's like, you know what would be fun? Sacrificing people. Wait, last minute... I don't know if I want to do this.
But he realized he had to because he had backed down from the church takedown because the cops were watching him.
I fucking can't with this man.
Yeah, so the followers knew that the Averys were getting killed, but the Averys didn't know. Everyone but the
Averys. Well, yeah, they're like, who are we going to sacrifice?
So they led Dennis to the barn. And Dennis was wrestled down to the ground, and his legs and arms were duct tape.
Oh, my God.
They threw him in the hole.
Like, they buried him alive?
They threw him in the pit, and he was shot in the back twice.
Oh, my God.
And he immediately died.
Oh, my God.
And then the followers went in there. Cheryl, girlfriend. Girl. Dennis needs you, baby girl.
She didn't hear the fucking shots?
No. They started using a chainsaw so you can hear the shots. So Cheryl was taped up, and she was shot in the chest twice.
Oh my God, they saved the children for last.
They killed the oldest daughter, shooting her.
Oh my God.
They got the second to last oldest, the middle child. And they took the youngest one and they just shot her in the skull twice. So everyone was thrown in the pit and shot.
What the fuck? Mm-hmm. And this was their sacrifice?
Any religion that thinks children need to be sacrificed can fuck straight off.
Or sacrifice literally anyone at all.
Or don't sacrifice. Like, have a benefit luncheon.
Just don't.
Yeah, like,
literally you There's can. Other things you could do.
Yeah, seriously.
Oh my god, that's terrifying.
He was like, after we kill them, I'm gonna stab them. He wanted to kill.
Why is he wanting to stab
them? He wasn't sacrificing for God. He just wanted to kill. No, he just wanted to stab them violent. To see what it felt like.
Ew.
And he made his followers go in and they put lime all over the bodies. And then they put dirt over it. And then they put trash to kind of throw off authorities. The scent. And then they put, dogs. Yeah, exactly. And then they put, more dirt over it.
Ew.
So the cops were still worried about the takeover. And they were still, like, staking out the house. And they questioned followers about the takeover. They finally came to the house. So, like, what's going on with this takeover of the church? And this was 18 hours after the murders.
Wow. And okay, so at least it's, like, kind of quick.
The takeover wasn't happening anymore. He knew the cops were watching him. I mean, you would be an idiot to do a takeover.
Well, he's fucking stupid.
Yeah. And then he took them to West Virginia to the wilderness. And it was just called the wilderness.
Wait,
and
the bodies? Or what do you
mean? The cult.
The other followers?
The cult members, yeah.
Okay.
They kind of went to the Appalachian Mountains.
Okay.
And Jeff told the followers that God was very pleased with their blood sacrifice.
What the fuck?
And after doing that, his new title was God of the Whole Earth.
God of the Whole Earth? Are you fucking five? He's like, hey guys, just so you know.
I was like, I'm
going to need you to start addressing me as God of the Whole Earth.
And he was the second coming of Christ because is just always coming on these people, I guess.
Just jizzing all over them.
And they made the woman in the group sleep with him.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. It's always like, uh-huh. Not me, you guys. God told me that I need to fuck you.
And one woman, he's like, you're not married to your husband anymore. You're married to me now. Alice was pissed, and she took the kids to her parents. And he abandoned the group to go win her back. In the Midwest, where her parents were in Missouri.
I really can't with this man.
It's rough. And he abandoned the group, and then him and his
wife... In the wilderness? They were just like...
Yeah, they abandoned them in the Appalachian Mountains. And then it took them a little bit, but they're like, I think this guy might be full of shit.
They're like, wait, did we just sacrifice a family for literally no fucking reason?
Yeah. He just wanted to see what it was like to kill somebody. And him and his wife ran to California. And then he started hearing in the news about the murders. And he called Alice's mom to come pick up the kids. Gotta give him credit. At least he was worried about the kids. Wasn't worried about much else. Well, and the cops were looking for him. Because, and it's like, people are like, how did they know? How do the cops know it was him? It's like, do you not remember that he was going to do the church takeover? Like, they knew it was him.
Who else would it fucking be?
And Jeff was arrested in San Diego.
Okay, so I know you're like, don't feel bad for Alice, but I still feel bad for Alice because I'm like, girl really believed that, like, her husband was, like, a good dude. And then, like,
but you buried your head in the sand and you realize, like, after everything that he may have been a con man, like.
But that might have been, like, a coping mechanism. You know? Like, she was probably just like. If I don't see it, it's not real, you know?
I put my head in the sand. So he honestly believed he was holy? Maybe.
He, like, really thought he was
Jesus. Or did he think he was a con man and he knew that if he leaned into it, it would be better? So that's kind of the question is, like,
okay.
Did he actually believe all this, shit he
was Is he, like, actually insane? It's kind of like, are you really insane or are you just manipulative as fuck and know that if you can convince people.
We don't know. To this day, it's still like, did you actually believe that you were the second coming of God? Or do you actually think, like, you know you're a con man, you know you're good at talking to people?
So that's the big question. And you can convince people to kind of, like, do your deeds. Because he didn't really...
He was good at lying.
He wasn't the one who... He's, like, kind of like a Charles Manson where he didn't actually do the deed, but no, he was the one who shot
them.
People.
He was the one who shot them.
Oh, he did?
Uh-huh.
I thought he was like his cronies.
No, he was the one who shot all the families and the members.
Oh, like, he fully
so
did
they
it.
Helped him, yes. So it wasn't Charles
they
Manson.
They just dug the 3-foot hole over a span of 5
and they got went and got the family members. People. Yeah. So they
one dig at a time.
So most of the followers got like a year in jail for obstruction of justice. And okay. Some of them that were a little bit more involved got 7 to 15 years.
Holy shit, okay.
Alice said she had no idea what was going on. And then
I kind of feel for her.
Well,
though.
She knew the family was coming over, but she didn't know he was gonna kill. Well, she knew he was gonna kill them, but she just didn't know the ins and outs. So Alice got 140 years, and then she tried to say that she was a victim.
She got 140 years?
Uh-huh. And then she was a victim and she didn't know anything. She kept changing her story. Okay. She's like, I knew about it. Well, I didn't. And that's why I'm like, girl, you're...
So how many years did he get?
His son, Damon, which was his first son, was very involved. And his son got 120 years for helping with all this.
And how old was he at that point, I guess? I thought they were young.
Well, this is over, like, this was in the early 90s, and if you remember, so his kid was probably, like, 18 to 20. And
that he was a young adult at that point.
Yes.
Okay.
And Jeff tried to go for an insanity plea, and they were like, nah, he's good. And he got the death penalty. Until the end of the day, he preached that he was a prophet.
Shut the fuck up.
And he
up.
Wasn't sorry for doing what God wanted.
Oh, my God. Sorry.
It's what, like, God wanted, Danae.
God does not want a fucking sacrifice. Like, what are you even fucking saying?
Well, it was just like he took all the teachings and, you know, just like twisted the fuck out of them.
Yeah, and like manipulated it to what he wanted it to be. Like, ew.
In October 24th, 2016, 7 days before my 17th birthday, he was 56 years old and he was put to death. They actually follow through with the death because
okay.
That's not
usually
a thing they do
I feel
anymore.
Like it takes a while. Mm-hmm. So did
well,
they do...
Well, he was 15, 16 years. So it wasn't like right away.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I feel like it's usually just like they... It takes forever and then like...
It gets overturned and then it doesn't. Yeah. So it's kind of shocking to hear like when they actually go
when
through
it
with
actually...
it.
So yeah. Did... How was it? Was it like the... chair? Was it the, like, they inject you with the thing?
What I got the vibe was it was injection.
Okay.
Because they got rid
of
the chair
more of
the
humane
in
the thing, right?
Early 90s.
Yeah.
And yeah, like, the if you remember the Oklahoma City bombings, he was the first one to get the injection. But in like in 2006, like, yes, it was a while ago, but it wasn't that long ago. It was like 16 years ago.
So here's the thing. Don't join a cult. Don't murder people in a barn because someone said it will be your salvation or whatever the fuck. Like,
yeah, Keith is going to find them.
Keith will find them.
Mm-hmm. And he'll tell you about them 9 months later. Keith right now is doing the, like, I look at you. Yeah, he's being really weird. He's
I'm,
doing,
like
hand
to ignore
signals.
Him
because
it's weird.
He's, like, giggling. It's, why are you so happy?
He's giggling about it.
He's not going to talk because he doesn't want his voice being known.
And also, it's not his podcast, so, like,
yeah,
fuck
it's
off.
It's mine.
Anyways. So, if you want to tell us more weird stories or...
If you think you're joining a cult and you need to be talked out of it, you know, email us
immediately
at mysteriousmavenspod@gmail.com.
We'll talk you out of it. We'll be
isn't it call your dad? Isn't that what, like, my favorite murder says?
My
like,
favorite murder's like, call your
you
dad.
You join
a
cult,
you're in
a call
cult.
Your dad. It makes me laugh
hilarious.
Every time.
But you can call us. You don't have to call your dad.
Yeah. We'll talk you out of it and... You know, go at us on Instagram or Mysterious Mavens Pod on Instagram. But yeah, just email us anything you feel like emailing us. So, all right.
Yeah.
And take care of yourselves.
Self-care yourself.
Self-care for yourself.
Self-care for yourself.
All right. Bye.
Okay, bye.